What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
MarketWatch is proudly brought to you by TopSport, home of the TopSport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Isn't it appropriate that Manly play the South Sydney Rabbitohs on the week that we had the sad passing of the legendary Johnny Sattler? So, Vale John Sattler, what a great man of rugby league and a great man of the Rabbitohs. They are hosting the Manly Seagulls, can you believe it, at ANZ Stadium on Saturday night. Just looking off the back of that game last week, Hame Selle out, mandatory stand down, Shaq Mitchell out. So that's a knee issue there. Saluka Fifita comes in. Jacob Host is in as well. Blake Taff in. Same squad for the Seagulls from last week. Taniela Paseka and Josh Alawai both accepting fines to make sure they take their place in this game. This is an absolute beauty. Two sides, well, I think we all agree, Tristan, pointy end of the competition.
Oh, I think so. And, you know, the Bunnies are a favourite and probably rightly so. They're $1.57, Manly $2.40, and the line's 4.5. It has been spec from 6.5 into 4.5. So there's been good weight of money for Manly. And I tend to agree with that move. I think probably the Bunnies do deserve to be favourites, but I thought only just. I think Manly is certainly the side on the up. And anytime Tommy Tarojevic is on that field, they're going to be very, very, very hard to beat. The Bunnies, they'd be disappointed to lose that game against the Roosters. They look like they had it in control there just until halftime, and then they couldn't quite get it done. You know, Manly, to me, seem like they're the side on the up at the early stage of this season. I think the line's a little bit too big for mine.
The other one too, Jimmy, is Totola. So that's 6 forward outs for the Rabbits. That's just punches a big hole through what they've got in the middle. And, you know, they're bringing a couple of blokes back who haven't any match fitness to then play as starters into this game and then weakens their bench. If there's a week where they're a risk, certainly this is it. The one big positive about them on the back of what's unfolded in the last 24 hours is that they're back-to-back away and three games away returning to Accor, where their record is very, very good, and their record coming off back-to-back away games and then aiming up is very good. But it is a test, I agree. And it's also a big test for the Eagles. It's a good lineup. I just didn't like some of the tries that were scored against them last week. At least four of those tries were walkthroughs, players untouched as they scored. I just thought there was a lack of real defensive commitment there. I'm sure Seibold has been into them about that this week. Interestingly, the Eagles have a really poor record at Homebush, lost 12 of their last 13 games here. This is a big occasion for the Rabbits now on the back of, you know, the passing of John Sattler and what an icon he is to that club and to the game. I'm sure they're up for it. I think it's close. I'm with the Rabbits just, and I've got a big watch on the Eagles. If they defend well, they're in this game up to their ears.
4.5 enough, you reckon, Jared?
I wouldn't give it, Jimmy.
Yeah, right. I like the plus 4.5 too. I'm with Tristan on that one. So if you start looking at the Rabbitohs, Cody Walker's had a slow start to the year for whatever reason. They're still doing a lot of things right. And, you know, for a lot of people, I think they got crunched in the premiership market too. And for lots of reasons around that, I sell A out to Tola out. So Saluka Fifita hasn't played a lot of footy, as you say. Jacob Host comes back in. Kalama Matangi's been fantastic, but they're starting to thin out a little on the bench. I've got great regard for Moali, but Cheekam and Cartwright. And whereas Manly, you know, their best is outstanding, isn't it? Like their best is so good, so hard to defend. You know, just game awareness when Schuster got out of dummy half and Tom came from a mile away. He was two passes wide and said, no, the opportunity's in here and made that effort to get there. I don't know whether you guys are like me as a lover of Tom Trbojevic. Every time he gets tackled, I'm just at home like this with the fingers crossed saying, please get up, Tom. Please get up. Oh, he got up. Fine. Play on. He's such a joy to watch. Schuster is a joy to watch with the ball. without the ball, he has some issues, Jared. And some of them were physical, as in he was cramping up and he couldn't get there a couple of times. Other times, man, you just got to put your body in front. And as you say, Seibold, Jimmy Dimmick, we'll be talking to him, Shane Flanagan, about that during the course of the week. I thought Taniela Paseka came on and absolutely blew Parramatta apart.
He was huge.
Yeah, so I see this as a game that Manly can win. And I also, therefore, love them at the plus 4.5.
Jimmy, two little talking points for us to watch over the next couple of weeks. I'm an absolute lover of Latrell Mitchell. The guy's just an outstanding talent, and I also think he's wonderful for the game. But for a guy that's got so much talent, I just want to see him do so much more in key games. And for mine, there are periods where he just goes missing, where he's the leadership and he's the guy that can break games open. And there were moments last week where I thought he was poor against the Roosters, where it was line ball that he could have turned the game. The other one is, again, such a great talent in Cody Walker, but gee, he's got some crap in his game he just doesn't need. You know, the chase in the back play and hit a player like he did last week, I think it was Luke Keary. It's just rubbish you just don't need. I understand that they're competitors and the like, but, you know, the moment had passed. He just needs to control his emotions on occasions.
Sammy Walker, it was, that he chased after, yeah. But, you know, it's a double-edged sword with Cody, isn't it? Because that fire is the thing that makes him such a competitive player.
Yep.
But sometimes it distracts him. And the point about Latrell is a very good one, because I just wonder, and I'm sure Jason Demetriou is sitting down with him and watching moments in the game and saying, this is what we need from you. This is your moment. This is when you know, that game awareness that sometimes is really innate with these great players. Sometimes it's a learnt skill as well. So interesting to see how he develops in that regard over the course of his career.